In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Poor little fig tree. It was just there minding its own business. It wasn't even the time for it to produce figs. It was just minding its own business. And Jesus comes by and expects it to produce figs, and it doesn't. So he curses it. Then when he comes back, it's withered to the ground. Not very fair to the fig tree, is it? Well, it doesn't seem to us that it is. But let's remember, Jesus is the Messiah. And one of the signs of the coming of the Messiah was that the trees would produce fruit. And this tree didn't, and that was its job. You know, that's what a fig tree is for, to produce fruit. And because it did not produce fruit when it was required of it, it was withered to the roots. Jesus then went to the temple. And instead of finding, you know, goodness and pure worship of God, he found them taking shortcuts. You know, after all, you know, it's hard to bring your cattle in from home. It's just so much easier. You know, we hear that a lot these days. People want easy worship. They want convenient mass times. They want to be able to blow it off whenever they want so that they can go camping. Jesus finds people selling and buying in the temple area. And so, in a very real sense, he curses them. He drives out the money changers. And not long after, in the sight of God, just a bare 30 years, this temple would be destroyed. Why? Because it did not produce fruit at the coming of the Messiah. How many people here think they're going to get a warning of when you're going to die and be judged by God? That you'll get a text message saying, "Dear Fred, your appointment for death is on Thursday at 5:15 a.m. signed, your guardian angel." No, it doesn't work that way. Now, some people may have an inkling. You may be sick. You might be in an accident. Others of us, we could be. I can be struck dead right now. Thank you. We don't get a warning. And yet, we are expected to provide fruit. Not figs, but we're expected to provide the fruit of righteousness. And if death finds us not producing the fruit, we may very well be withered to the core and thrown into the fires of Gehenna. It may not seem fair to us, but remember, it's God's rules, not ours. Human beings are required to produce fruit. So the smart people produce fruit all of the time. The fruits of holiness and righteousness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.